offered to the union over the weekend. It said $7 billion worth of investments for employees, adding 5,000 jobs, more than 5,000 jobs. And this comes as there are record profits for GM, almost $12 billion in 2018.
Fox's Grady Trimble outside a plant in Detroit. And rock star Rick Ocasek has died, best known as lead singer of The Cars. She's my best friend. Hits like My Best Friend's Girl and Shake It Up. Police say he was discovered by his estranged wife, Polina Portskova. Kasich was 75. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. It is the last week of summer. Fall begins next Monday, but we're stuck with more midsummer heat. Today, very hot again with a high around 98, triple-digit heat indices. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still hot, still dry. Highs near 100 both days. Not quite as hot on Thursday and Friday, but still dry. High around 93, and no rain in sight for the next several days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and another is seriously injured after a wreck Sunday night. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the wreck happened just before 7 o'clock last night on Gardner Road off Highway 94. The cause of the wreck is under investigation. Happening tonight, the River Region Young Democrats are holding a town hall for the candidates for Montgomery mayor. Stephen Reed and David Woods are now in a runoff. That runoff election is October 8th. And Montgomery's Booker T. Washington Magnet High School could soon have a new home. The school burned down more than a year ago. MPS officials say they have submitted an offer to buy the former Holy Cross Episcopal School, which closed in June. If approved, that sale would then go before the MPS board for final approval. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome to News and Views with Joey. I am Joey Clark. Alongside me,
Jack Campbell.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm fine. How you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a good weekend. It was a weekend full of emotion.
Yeah, your grandmother's funeral service.
I have to say, it is odd when you're there celebrating a life, memories flooding through the mind, overturning the furniture of my mind, that all sorts of people are walking up to me and saying, congratulations.
Yeah.
Now being in the 9 to noon slot. And but anyway, how was your weekend?
It was very uneventful, but very peaceful and nice and fun. I had my restless syndrome dog most of the weekend and hung out and tried to stay out of the heat. It was pretty hot.
Of course, we have a lot of big stories today that we'll get to in more detail in a second. Of course, the Houthi rebels from Yemen bombing that oil processing plant in Saudi Arabia affects a lot of the world's oil supply and will affect you at the gas pump, unfortunately. Plus, GM workers on strike and all sorts of things happening.
A lot of local stuff as well.
And I would love to revisit, though, real quick, if you allow me, Jack, back to this weekend. And, you know, I've always had respect and love for this country. It's why I got into politics, why I went into political science in college. I love especially the ideals, the founding of this country and what it means. But I was raised, my mother is military brat, and it's why I'm here. My grandfather, Ron, retired here from after serving in the Air Force. And my grandmother, who passed, and that we celebrated her life and put her to rest this weekend, she served over 40, 50 years ago in the Air Force. Here's the thing, the Air Force doesn't forget. So it was much to my surprise, because I had forgotten, that there are two in full dress Air Force service members. And they're there to present the colors. And I have to say, folks, I'd never seen that for a family member. I had never seen that in person. And it was one of the most moving things I'd ever borne witness to. It's getting me choked up right now. Just how the stone faces, the deliberate movements. I would love in this week or next to bring somebody in from the Air Force and tell them thank you and hear more about the details. Because my grandfather was saying there's actually a story that goes on with each fold of the flag. It was an amazing thing to see and an amazing honor for my grandmother, Helen. So I appreciate that. Thank you to the Air Force here in Montgomery for doing that. They do it without costs, and they do it for free.
Well, as I told you Friday, I worked with your grandmother for 5 years, and she was delightful. She was just delightful. Helen Clayton, how old was your grandmother?
83.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was very special, and everybody at the Administrative Office of Courts loved her, and she served as the executive assistant to the head of the court system, and he was just crazy about her. So anyway, she will be missed, and I know it was a great service.
Well, and she gave me an example that I can carry with the show and going on, because sometimes the news does get you down, but she always carried on with a smile. And sometimes it was, you know, I'm going to let you take out the trash for me, thank you. Smile, those sorts of things.
Uh-huh, I can see that.
But with the news coming out today and over this weekend, you got to learn how to smile through it, because it's downright frustrating.
Yeah, you were talking about the attack on Saudi Arabia. I have a friend who lives out of town, and he was having lunch and ran into a buddy of his who owns a bunch of convenience stores and gas stations and said, hey, it's about to go up 16 cents a gallon starting tomorrow, and that would be today, on top of the 10-cent gas tax that's already been put on us by the state.
Exactly.
You know, that's gonna hit people. You know, people who have to drive a lot. That's not going to be real pleasant. But
not at all. And the gas tax on top of this increase, and the reason why it's affecting you at the pump, folks, is that the Houthi rebels knocked out a processing plant that essentially processed half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. That affects essentially 5% of the total global supply. Now, it's not like we are reliant here in the U.S. on what Saudi Arabia produces in terms of oil, but it does affect the whole supply chain. And as Jack's friend, I guess he's a jobber, laid out, they've got to prepare, and they've got to make their money now in case there is a shortage later and the Saudis can't get this plant back online. And it would be one thing if all this affected was just gas prices at the pump here, and that affects people personally, locally. I hate it. It's just it's like a built-in tax when energy prices go up and the gas pump goes up. But this affects things much more than just the gas pump. Now, let's be clear. We should not be shocked and surprised this happened. The Saudis have been bombing and blockading Yemen and taking on the Houthis for 5 years now. So for the Houthis to do a counterpunch and to strike hard is not surprising to me. What is surprising is the effectiveness and how low cost what they did was.
Yeah.
Essentially, the Saudis with the United States have been investing in hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of like defense technologies, missile defense and whatnot. The Yemeni Houthis used what is reported 10 drones that cost about 10 to 20 grand apiece. And so it's asymmetrical warfare at a very low cost. They can come in. So essentially, what, 200 grand, they disrupt oil
the entire
supply
world
chain.
Oil supply, yeah.
It's incredible the times we're living in, and we have to be very careful. And then on top of that, it's more than just a conflict between Saudi Arabia and the Houthi rebels in Yemen. This is now a wider geopolitical Cold War between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Of course, Israel gets thrown in the mix. Israel is now, I never would have thought it, hugging Saudi Arabia. Prince Salman and Bibi Netanyahu have been getting along famously.
Yeah.
And, of course, Donald Trump.
He gets along with both of those guys.
Well, and he even suggested over the weekend, it's always been assumed, I'd imagine, Jack, he suggested over the weekend a mutual defense pact with Israel to show how serious we are.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Even Lindsey Graham, who, you know, he's got, I do this out of love, because he's got that South Carolina draw, that little lilt.
It's definitely a little lilt.
Little lilt indeed. And he's saying, well, maybe we should bomb some Iranian oil refineries in a response. I'm like, hey, hold your horses here, Lindsey.
Yeah.
But the president says we're locked and loaded, and we'll see what happens. I do not think bombing Iran, even in a precision strike, is the wisest policy. I think it's better to sort of...
No, because they're such nuts. You never know.
Right.
You know, you really got to be careful when you take on somebody like that.
Well, and apparently, if you look at the wargaming, a ground war or any overt action in Iran would be much more difficult than anything we've done in Iraq or Afghanistan. Number one, they're a better military, better well-funded, and barely trained. But also, you just look at the topography that in that area, that part of the world, it's not an easy access into that country. So it's just an utter mess.
Yeah.
Absolute mess.
Well, and you know, that's a lot of people who oppose the gas tax in Alabama. I was against it because I never believe state leaders going to do with the money what they say they're going to do with the money. But, you know, everybody said, well, what if we have an upheaval in the Middle East and you know, we have this rise in gas prices? You know, you're putting 10 cents a gallon on the gas prices. And then what if there's some big deal overseas and going to cause it to go up 25 cents a gallon or whatever? Well, we may be looking at that.
Yeah, it's no longer a hypothetical.
Right.
It's absolutely about to happen, though. I have to wonder, where, you know, John Bolton, the mustache, just left last week, as we reported. Where was he? Because he's always been pushing for war with Iran. And this is like, when I ask the question, cui bono, like, who does this benefit? Well, it benefits a lot of different parties, but It definitely benefited John Bolton's interests. So I know I'm not being serious, but was John Bolton
there?
Well,
no, what I think is probably the Iranians saw that he was gone, knowing that he was the most bellicose person in the cabinet.
Yes.
That this might be a good time to test us out.
And they're in a transition point. We haven't named a new national security advisor.
That's right.
I think that's spot on. So Mike Pompeo, this is what we predicted last week, and I have to tip my hat to Dan Morse as well for putting this idea in my head. Is that I think Pompeo may very well take on sort of a Kissinger-like role in the Trump administration now.
I think he's very well liked by the president.
Right.
And I've heard him on talk shows. He's incredibly smooth.
Yes.
And diplomatic and polite and everything that Bolton was not.
Well, and I've seen some of my favorite senators, like Rand Paul, have gone toe-to-toe with him in committee hearings, but he's actually taken the time to sit down with Rand Paul. You know, in past administrations, what I've seen people like Rand Paul or Mike Lee take on, what I would call hawkish foreign policy makers, they usually get into almost a shouting match. But to see Pompeo actually reach out to people, build good relationships, that's what you need in the nation's top diplomat. And now it seems like he's essentially going to act as also the national security advisor, even if not in name, but he'll be pulling a lot.
Well, and I think Trump was very smart to put him at CIA first, where he could learn as much about the world stage as he could, and then he becomes Secretary of State. I think it was a brilliant move.
Right, and well, with Trump's worries about the deep state, which I think are legitimate worries.
No question.
We're finding out more and more about what's going on with the FBI, and Andy McCabe was lately in the news. I mean, there's so many things that have been... At first, I was skeptical. But as this progresses with the IG's investigation, with Michael Horowitz's investigation, as well as Durham and William Barr and so many U.S. attorneys and the Attorney General himself looking into this, it's starting to see more and more smoke, billow up. It's like we've elected a new pope, except we're going to indict top members of the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard several commentators talk about Andrew McCabe is certainly not out of the woods when it comes to a possible indictment. That he could very well be indicted, and you know what? I'd love to see it.
Well, and can you imagine where Trump's already coming in skeptical that he knows the institutional government doesn't like him very much.
Right.
He ran against them in draining the swamp. And then for as soon as he gets elected, you've got James Comey in your face, the FBI director, saying, here's the Steele dossier. It's not verified, but we want to make you aware of it. And then a few days later, there is all these press reports about that meeting. You have to be going, he's like Hoover, except without the dress, maybe with the dress. I don't know if they make dresses for men that tall. But, like, it is so... It's been played out that Trump says stuff and people go, oh, that's outrageous, Mr. President. How could you say that? And then in due time, and I've learned this myself, it turns out I'm correct. So give the president a chance. I hope we don't go and do anything rash in terms of Iran and responding to this. Because, you know, if you hit Iranian oil, it's just going to affect the oil markets even more.
No, worse. Yeah, worse than it is.
But we're ready to tap the strategic reserve. Things should be fine. But that was the big news coming out of the international scene in the Middle East. And it's only going to heat up. It's not going to go away anytime soon. But we've got more coming up.
Yeah.
Brett Kavanaugh apparently is in hot water. Turns out it's more like lukewarm water. Brett Kavanaugh being accused again. The timing is, well, it's adorable that the New York Times would be running with another sexual assault allegation. One that was actually brought up when he was going through the confirmation process.
Well, you know, I think those hearings proved that he was pretty squeaky clean. I can't imagine somebody else coming up with something that will ever stick.
Right.
Because we all know this Christie Blasey Ford or whatever her name was, that was totally fabricated.
Well, and this has even less meat on the bone than that story. At least Ford was there talking in front of the committee. The supposed victim in all this, for all of the stuff you read about these new Kavanaugh allegations, folks, they're talking about it on Fox News now. For all the stuff you read about it, here's the bottom line. The supposed victim in the case, when asked about the situation at Yale, said, I don't have any recollection of that. So it must have been so traumatizing that they don't even remember it.
It just cracks me up. I mean, this poor guy, he's been through the total ringer. Confirmation hearings were just brutal and horrible and a bunch of lies. And now they didn't get him the first time. They want to try to get him on round two, bringing up stuff that was already brought up in round one, that where the victim has no recollection of it. I mean, it's absurd.
Well, and now people running for president talking about wanting to. Kamala Harris came out today saying she wants to impeach him, Brett Kavanaugh. It's just like, calm down. And I am all for taking allegations of sexual assault, rape, all the stuff we've learned from Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby and Jeffrey Epstein and many others. Take those allegations seriously. But also, when you make an allegation like that, an accusation like that, you need to be taking it seriously and ready to meet the standard of due process and not just try to defame people for political reasons because, number one, it's not fair to the people you're defaming. Number two, because it harms the process.
Oh, yeah.
It makes people skeptical of allegations like that. It's the boy cried wolf effect. It's just gross.
There are a lot of wolves.
A lot of wolves out there, Jack. There are a lot of wolves. Should we take this call before we hit the break here?
Yeah, sure.
And by the way, the number is still the same, 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views with Joey and Jack. And let's see who this is. News Talk, you're on the air.
This is Fast Eddie.
Hey, Fast Eddie.
Hey, Fast Eddie, what's shaking?
I just want to welcome Jack back. I'm so glad to hear him. And it's even nicer to hear him with Joey.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
I didn't even realize there was a change until I saw somebody whining on Facebook and begging for viewers on another station.
Well, we're not getting into all that. We got our own show,
and I'm glad you do.
Well, thank you. And what I say about this is talk radio without all the ego. So, you know.
Stay classy, Montgomery.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate your support.
Well, good luck with it, guys, and I'm looking forward to enjoying it for a long time.
Thanks, Edward. Appreciate that.
Let's go back to phones real quick. We got time here. We got plenty of time.
I'm cool with it.
Let's talk to Greg.
Greg, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Pretty good.
We're doing well.
Joey, happy you're in a new time slot. Jack, I'm back. I'm glad you're back regularly.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw something out on the Kavanaugh thing.
Yeah.
And this isn't even playing devil's advocate. It's just the taking a step back approach. Let's say Kavanaugh was guilty. Let's say he was guilty of half the things he was accused of, or a third, or one thing. If you can prove 0% of any of it, I mean, you can't stop the appointment. You can't stop the, you couldn't do anything about it. You want to be in a system where you can be fired or anything over 0%. So even if you did do it, you couldn't prove it. You got to be there.
Right. Well,
I mean, it's just like in a court. You could have actually killed somebody. You can't prove it. Sorry, you know.
Right.
You can't even be in a system that way.
And we have to be consistent on this, by the way, folks. Like Trey Gowdy, I saw him on Fox News over the weekend saying, here's an unpopular opinion on Andy McCabe being indicted. Like the indictment was appealed, it was denied, so McCabe is still probably going to be charged with something. But Gowdy said it's unpopular, but to the point you just made, Greg, the idea that he is innocent until proven guilty, he has the right to be tried by his peers and judged by his peers. So it doesn't look good for Andy McCabe. But there seems to be a lot more backing this up since you have, you know, the attorney general and U.S. attorneys and all this stuff doing this very carefully. Not the same thing as a last-minute accusation about something that happened 30 years ago. Fair enough. But everybody does have the presumption of innocence. And we can't rush to judgment, especially if the legal action is going to be taken.
Absolutely. When it comes to, you know, a government appointment, congressional hearings, court of law, whatever. I mean, the system has to hold up or the system collapses, and you can't just have then anybody accuses anybody.
Right. But I do think a reasonable man could, or a reasonable woman, mm-hmm. could infer that there were some very shady and probably criminal things going on at the Federal Bureau of Investigation under James Comey.
Absolutely. I'm not arguing. I'm not saying Kavanaugh did anything either. I'm saying, even if he had, 0% evidence.
You got to be able to prove it.
And,
yep.
And Comey, McCabe, that's a different story. That's not over with. But all right, guys.
We appreciate your call, Greg.
Keep listening. See y'all later.
All right. Thanks.
Well, we got to hit a break now.
Yeah, we're up against the break there, young Joey.
No, I like being up against the break, though.
You like being young Joey, too.
Yeah, I do. But should I call you Handsome Jack?
No,
back?
Not call me that.
I want to call you Classy Jack.
Well, maybe.
Which class is it, though?
I'm not sure. Sophomore.
We'll be right back.
Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Visit Jasmine Hill Gardens and stroll the beautiful tree-lined walkways where something is always in bloom and surprises await. Have fun amongst the sculptures and pause to soak up the beauty of nature. Enjoy Jasmine Hill Gardens. Leave enlightened.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey and Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
We're playing a little song called Drive by the Cars. In 2018, the Cars were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And just 1 year later, the lead singer, Rick Ocasek, who was the face of the group, passed away this weekend. He was 75. His estranged wife found him dead in his apartment, I think in New York, I'm not sure. But
yeah.
I really like this band, and I really love this song. And it's, you know, it makes me think, because I'm 63.
Okay.
I'll be 64 in December. And to think, you know, the Cars are like always young to me, just like the Temptations or the... But they're all, the ones that are still living are really old. I mean, Rick Ocasek, not that old. I mean, 75 people live a lot longer than that today. But it just kind of tells me that the era of music that I grew up in, the singers are a lot older than I thought.
And we covered last week, and there was a great article in The Week about the coming death of rock and roll. And they meant that in two ways, that urban pop music is dominating the charts.
Right.
I think there will be a resurgence of rock and roll, but that's just my gut feeling.
I would hope so.
But the other point of the article is they laid out all these folks who already died, like Prince, David Bowie, Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
And many others. Lou Reed, Glenn Frey, so many people, and now Rick Ocasek's here. But they laid out how old.
And Eddie Money.
Eddie Money died last week. So Tom Petty, so many. And it's only going to get worse, folks, because you think about how old Mick Jagger is.
Yeah.
Keith Richards, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page. Like, the list goes on and on. Dr. John recently passed away. He was one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah, especially his song, Such a Night. The performance on the Last Waltz DVD that Martin Scorsese shot with the band.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, and it's burned in my brain. I'm an old soul in that way with music. I got to see my Uncle Greg this weekend at the funeral, and he was one who taught me a lot of these bands,
really?
A lot of this music. So,
sound like your dad's brother?
Yeah, he's an older brother.
Okay.
And this is a good way, though, to remember. I love what you said, that these bands seem forever young. And that's what rock and roll does. It is the kind of the vitality of youth. And the great thing, even if these guys might end up dead one day, and as we all will, the music lives on.
Well, I'm thankful that I grew up in the music era that I grew up in. You know, from old Motown, you know, to the Beatles, to, you know, even, you know, bands like, you know, Howard Jones, Madonna, you know,
right.
Tears for Fears, Wham. I know, you know, of course, those were big 80s music. And
80s is great.
I really think like 84, 85 were just, it was a great time in my life. And maybe that's why I identify with that, why I like so much of that music.
That's always the case.
Yeah.
That's always, especially, well, let's say after you become a full-born man or woman, let's say, you experience certain things in life. You're not allowed to pick those as your favorite albums after that day occurs.
Yeah.
When you become fully mature. If I could beat around the bush here a little bit. One thing I love to do, though, is when, say, a comedian dies or a celebrity dies or a musician, like Rick Ocasek, passes away, is you go to other musicians who have found major success in life in that way. And Weezer posted, the band Weezer, posted a tribute to Rick here that is more than just about music, though. I think it's an important message for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Rick Ocasek taught us, all of us, so much about music, recording, and songcraft, but more importantly, he taught us that one can be in a respected position of great power, and yet be absolutely humble and have the biggest, sweetest heart in the industry. Rick was so kind to us and never faltered or changed a thing, either professionally or personally, in the three different decades we worked with him. When you were his friend, it was for life, and he was always as generous as he could be with his time and care.
That's a heck of a tribute to say to a colleague in the music industry. I mean, that is, you know, not only were you a great talent, you were a great person.
And that's something you always wonder, like these big stars, you know, what were they actually like to work with? Especially these really driven people. Sometimes they can be difficult to work with. I think we should take a call here real quick.
We just got
a call, and then we're going to have to hit a break. But coming back, I want to talk about Pastor Jay Wolf.
Yes, absolutely. That is certainly on my list.
But let's take this call, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tom Baudette. How are you?
Hey, Tom. How's it going, man?
Fine. How's the Brian Keith of Talk Radio?
The Brian Keith. You mean the guy on Family Affair?
Yeah. You always brought the tone down, it seems like, you know?
Well, I will continue to do that. But I have a co-host here who's that I don't have to worry about. He's very serious.
I can add a little vinegar and silliness when I need to, though.
Yeah, so, well,
I'll be keeping you on your toes, Jack.
Well, believe me, I need it. What's going on, Tom?
I listened to you all Friday, and I've been listening to you since about 9:30, a little bit right before 9:30. And I just wanted to say I'm glad you're with the show, and I plan to continue to listen. You were a big part, probably, in my opinion, you guys were both good teams, but, you know, you seemed to bring the level down some, and that kind of worked out real well. But I'm going to keep listening to you. I can't pick him up on the radio anyway, so.
Well, thank you, Tom. We hope you will keep listening, and We hope to offer good radio with some news, some laughs, and, you know, things that you can take with you and think about.
You guys have a great day and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Oh, his signal was going out there at the end. What a shame.
Yeah, well, get used to it.
This is News and Views with Joey and Jack, folks.
Yes.
I've started calling Jack your classy Jack.
Yeah.
And I think, do they sell, I don't mean to be rude, but do they sell like you know, you can get an armband sleeve or something. They sell like different socks or sleeves for the prosthetic. I want to get you some.
Yes, I could have had a cover put on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a fake-looking leg or whatever. Or the guy was kind of begging me to do it. He wanted to be creative, and I said, no. I don't mind the pipe hanging down.
I want to get you something for
what
the
do you want me to put on it? The gay flag or, you know, you know, the Alabama A? No, I just want a leg. I just want to be able to walk. And by the way, by God, I'm walking.
And, oh, thank God. And you're driving. You're doing well.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. It's been a nice process. And it's not been a hard process.
Well,
more emotional than physical.
Yeah, that is a tough part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to hit a break.
I still have phantom pain, so that's interesting. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. When you
in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had better news for you, but the hot weather continues and still no sign of rain for the next several days. Today, very hot with a high temperature up to about 98. Heat index will be into triple digits again. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still hot, still dry. High temperatures near 100 both days. Not quite as hot Thursday and Friday with temperatures around 93 for a high, but still dry. Fall officially begins next Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
Older women are beautiful lovers.
I love this song.
Yeah.
I do. Women, not going to explain why. It's just a good tune. Listen to that melody.
I've been around some, and I have discovered
more. We got some callers.
We do, and we should take them and not keep them hanging.
Yeah, if you want to join the conversation here on News and Views with Joey and Jack, number's the same, 272-9228, 272-9228. And
that's the number.
And I suppose the Warrior King here.
Yeah, new name, I think.
Yeah, he has this number saved in his phone, I think.
Oh, I'm sure.
How you
What's
doing?
Going on?
I don't have a phone.
Are you doing this by megaphone?
Yeah. I don't have a phone.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Well, now that I am Warrior King, I would name my captain.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Featuring my Ufa Simfa Regiment.
Okay.
We might even surround ASU this evening to make sure everything goes all right.
They need all the help they can get.
Yeah. You know what's happening there today?
What's
tonight,
going
Joey?
On? What's going on?
Okay. You don't know what's going on over there today?
No, there's a lot going on, and I'm not aware of what's going on outside of ASU.
What is a community, a get-together between the two mayoral candidates?
A forum.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how are things in your life? I hadn't heard from you. Good.
Great. I can still fly sideways.
How's the little one doing? It keeps saying, Joey. Like, last time, folks, you know, Charles here was in the studio. Your little one was just loved me. Something about, I ignore little kids, and it means that they come and talk to me. I don't know how that works.
I noticed that when you first saw him. You came to the round table, you first saw him, you said, what? You just looked. But he's what you call a grandchild.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's special.
Yeah.
It is.
You call a grandchild. He's also a knight of the round table.
Good deal.
But I just call. I'm not going to go into my rules of my kingdom yet. I'm going to let you get your feet a little wetter.
Yeah, we need to leave people wanting more. Yeah, always leave them wanting more, Warrior King.
Yeah. But from the heart of Dixie people. Trump on.
Trump on.
All right, let's go to William B. Now, this gentleman here, he had to cut back his beard for summer, but I told him he needs to grow it out for the winter. You got to have somewhere to stow those acorns. Hey, William B., how
you
doing?
That's right. How's everything today?
Pretty good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just wanted to call and say congratulations on the promotion, I guess it is, Joey.
And, thank you.
And welcome back, Jack. I hadn't talked to you in quite a while.
I appreciate
that. Never really called in too much before, but I have been listening, and I tell you, this will prove I have been listening. How's your granddaughter, Daphne?
That's really funny. I hadn't thought of her in a while. That was when I went out to my car in a little rain situation last year, and it was starting to get cold outside. And I opened my truck door, and there's this lady sitting in there. And she, her name is Daphne, I find out. She says, I said, excuse me, but what in the hell are you doing in my truck? And she's like, well, I'm waiting for my grandfather. And I said, well, Well, obviously he's not here, and one question went to another, and finally I said, well, what do you, she said, your name's Jacket, you know, I was like, yeah, but she said, well, you're my grandfather. I said, well, you're black and I'm white, and there's no shade of, you know, you are not my grandchild, and I said, I don't have grandchildren. I never married. I'm not that way. And she, and I said, you need to please get out of my truck. And she did. And she had an umbrella, and she took it, and she left. And I said, by the way, what's your name? She said, I'm Daphne. So where are you from? She goes, Houston. And I said, well, maybe you ought to go back to Houston to find Grandfather Jack. Anyway, it was very, very strange.
It was strange, but funny as hell, man.
I have weird stuff that happens to me, but anyway, it was all a part of life's experiences, I guess.
Oh, yeah. But, anyway, I just wanted to say congratulations, both of you, you for being back and Joey for moving up. I guess it's a promotion, right?
Oh, sure it is.
It really is.
And I'm absolutely thrilled that he's here. For one, he knows how to run the board and I don't, and, you know. But two, he's smart and he's energetic, and I need all that I can get.
Yeah, Joey's got a good head on his shoulders.
And it's like, you know, anytime you buy a new pair of boots, you got to wear them in a little bit, get that groove going to fit your foot, and that's how this show will be.
Yeah, if you just get your damn haircut.
Okay. You grow your beard back out, I'll cut back my hair some. We'll trade. I'll give you some of my hair. You can put it on your face.
Well, I hadn't had a haircut in months, and I look homeless. So I need to go. I need to go tend to that real quickly. But anyway, well, William, we appreciate the call.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
We will. Thanks.
I love high praise like that.
Don't you, though?
No, you got to.
Well, but, you know, our ego's not such that we have to have it.
No,
but,
I'm very
But it's very nice getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go to Don.
Hey, Don.
Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
All right. How's it going, fella?
Pretty good. I tried to talk to you one time over at the deli down the street. I'm the one frequently called World's Worst Caller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know you. I won't call you that.
I guess if you are not a pot spoken lemon, you're the worst caller in the world.
Well,
but my daughter had some things go bad for her, that was people saying things that weren't true and everything. And I told her this, and I believe this with all my heart. This is something to live life by. What goes around comes around.
That's exactly right.
And if you don't believe that, there's something wrong with you. But I love hearing from you, Jack. I think you're a sensible person. I hope you're on the show for a good while.
Thank you, Don. I really appreciate that.
Well, and Don, we're just meeting. I hope to make you proud, too. We'll get to know each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And don't be a stranger to the program. You're welcome to call any time.
Well, if I'm not slammed for just saying something different from what you believe, you know, I'd love to call in. But
well, you
prior people are going to cut you off and call your names, tell absolute lies about you, and not give you the opportunity to respond. I hope you don't run your show that way.
Well, we're going to run this show. You know, I'm pretty right-wing conservative, but some of my best friends are good liberals. And
I'm more in the middle as a libertarian, so yeah, I get along with everybody and disagree with everybody.
And you know, we
but just don't cut the mic off and talk about people.
Well, this is kind of my saying now. If you know, if you'll hang out with us for 3 hours, we won't hang up on you.
Amen.
So anyway, and we're going to disagree. I disagree with a lot of people, but it doesn't mean I can't love them, you know. Anyway, thanks for your call, Don.
What goes around comes around.
Well, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Wow.
Got to hit a break.
We do have to hit a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to you about
Jay Wolf,
a long-time fixture at First Baptist Church of Montgomery. He is retiring, and we want to talk about that because he's very well loved in this community for sure.
Be right back.
We'll be right back. 272-9228.
Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. I love them too. Really love takes a little time. Older women
know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey, your humble host, and my co-host here, Classy Jack, though we don't really know, I'm not sure at least, which class Jack's in.
I can assure you it's not math class.
Yeah, same here.
You know, it's like, I had trouble with, now, if you have four, and we give you three, how many do you have? Oh, I could do that all day long, but if you ask me a squared times B squared, and there's parentheses and brackets, I'm like, you may as well put hieroglyphics in front of me.
Yeah.
It's pitiful.
I got through it, but math was not my subject.
And let me tell you, pie to me was either lemon or chocolate. It was not whatever it was,
3.17? 3.14.
3.14.
There you go.
See? I was already off.
Just proved the point. Real quickly, let's go to Donnie Davis. We keep getting all these great calls. We are going to talk about Jay Wolf. We want to in his retirement announcement. But first, let's talk to Donnie Davis. Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, one of my favorite people in Montgomery. How are you doing, pal?
Well, you sure hadn't proved it. By the way, Jack, pie or round, cornbread or square.
Oh, okay.
I just figured I'd better run you down. I've sent several messages trying to get in touch with you. Well, you were obviously avoiding me.
No, I wasn't avoiding you.
I put you in a trap.
Well, no, I'm happy you called because, let me tell you, you've been an inspiration to me. For our listeners who don't know, Donnie was involved in a pretty horrible car crash, hit by a drunk driver, and took his leg off and in a pretty bad spot. And he owns Ligger's Bakery with his wife Ivy, and you went right back to work. You're phenomenal, and you know I had my amputation about 8 inches below the knee, and seriously, you were an inspiration to me. I saw how you maneuvered and worked so hard to get back to being as normal as you could that it really helped me in my process of getting well.
Well, I just wanted to holler at you. I had tried, sure enough, to run you down a time or two, but I'm glad to see you're up and walking, and you know, I'll challenge you to a two-legged race somewhere one of these days.
Let me tell you, even when I had both legs, I wasn't worth a damn at sports or physical exercise. But I've known Donnie, I was thinking just the other day, I've known you over 40 years. Because I used to take all my dry cleaning to you on my way to my office downtown back in the late 70s. And what a great family. I loved your dad. And now that you're owner of Ligger's Bakery, which is a great place in Montgomery, great tradition, same recipes, great family service. I mean, you're one of my favorite people in this town. And I'm not blowing smoke because I don't have to.
Well, I sure appreciate that. And you know, likewise, we have known each other a long time. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah.
But I did just want to hit base with you. It's a unique experience to go through. And you mentioned the phantom pain, and it gets better, but it never goes away.
Yeah, I know. My toes still hurt sometimes.
Yeah.
It's been gone since April.
It's kind of interesting. They give you that prosthetic, and if your mind was like mine, you know, it was quit trying to tell me how to do this. Just give me this thing. Let me go home. I'll walk by in the morning.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't work that way.
No.
It's a learning curve that is terribly difficult at times.
Yeah, I started out on a walker, and then for about 2.5 weeks, and then I had Ernest Angley visit me and said, throw that walker down. And I threw the walker down, and I'm walking. Some days a little more steady than others. Well, I will say one thing. When I first stand up, I have to get my balance and let my blood get flowing before I venture out on, you know. And these stairs here at Blue Water are pretty challenging. But
they're a lot of fun to go up and down.
Yeah, but, no doubt.
You know, it's kind of a first thing in the morning thing. You have to kind of reacclimate yourself to it, and then by late in the day you're so tired of dragging the thing around you just hit from one point to the other and forget all the mechanics of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. But after about 12 hours it's like I'm taking this off, I don't care where I am, you know.
Yeah. But I didn't want to interrupt your show, but I did want to call and tell you I've kept up with your progress, and of course I talked to Joey Friday, and we're thrilled over the new show, and it's just good to hear you up and walking and doing what you need to do.
Well, thank you, Donnie. I appreciate that, and I really appreciate this call.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Right. Thank you, Donnie. Yeah, for folks who don't know, you can learn more about Donnie Davis's story. If you search, like, Donnie Davis Mile Marker 13 on Google, Mile Marker 13 on Facebook, it recounts the story that night. Some of the heroic action by first responders there, the doctors.
Yeah, and one of the Cohen boys who stopped to help was just phenomenal.
And your life can change like you never knew in a split second. But like you were just saying, Donnie was an inspiration to you and getting through what you're going through. Donnie, I think, should be an inspiration to anybody who has the ears to hear it and the eyes to see it, because it's very tough. Very tough any time something like this happens, and to see him take this tragedy and spin it into something, an example, a lesson, a model for people. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely. You know, my brother was also an inspiration because, oddly enough, my brother lost his right leg, but he had cancer, and I had diabetes, and it's weird that two brothers would, I lose the left, he lost the right, but my brother would go to our farm, and he would get up on that tractor. And, of course, he still has left leg, and he used the clutch and the throttle. You could use either a pedal or there was a hand throttle. And, you know, he was an inspiration to me, too, when I started first going through all of this. So, anyway, you need folks like that to help you get through.
We'll get through it together.
I don't want to talk about this leg anymore because it's now my